associating so much with these generational curses. When we have our own generational blessings,
your sins are forgiven. That means that you are a candidate for the miraculous. It does not matter where you are. Once you hear my voice, the power of God will meet you.
And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has the life. We have the life of the Son of God. We are not ordinary.
You're about to listen to the visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries.
Ezra chapter 5 verse 2. And then we go to chapter 6 too. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the who? Prophets of God, doing what? Helping them. Chapter 6, verse 14 gives the summary. And the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Ezekiel chapter 37, we read verses 9 and 10. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. This evening I will talk briefly about a message I've titled Prophetic Instruments of the Miraculous. Prophetic Instruments of the Miraculous. Every vocation has its instruments of service or equipment for work. And training on those instruments of service, equipment for work, is part of the curriculum in school. And each vocation differs from another in the equipment or the instruments they use. And so, if you see a civil engineer, depending on the kind of project, they are using earth-moving equipment. They are using dozers, using graders, using excavators. It's different from the instruments that an electrical engineer will use on the site. Because their ends, their objectives are different. If you go to the bank, there are banking instruments. Okay, you don't go to the bank with a dozer to withdraw money. Unless it's something else, you are going for a haste. You are trying to you break the vault of the bank. But you don't go to the bank with dozers and graders to withdraw. There are banking instruments, there are checkbooks. There are tokens now for electronic transactions. And in spiritual matters, there are instruments that every ministry gift uses. And for the prophetic office, there are gifts that are particularly for the prophetic office. Papa Egan, in one of his visitations from the Lord told him that for the prophet, you know, there's a difference between the gift of prophecy, prophetic unction, and the office of the prophet. You know there's a difference? You know there's a difference? So there are times that people prophesy. The Bible says that Philip had four daughters, virgins, that prophesied. Yet none of them could tell Paul what will happen to him if he goes down to Jerusalem. Until Agabus comes, who is a prophet, is the one that takes the girdle of Paul and ties himself and says, so shall they do to the owner of this girdle. And that is another subject of its own. Because for him to have carried that girdle, and by carrying something that touched Paul, to be able to sense the future of the man that uses this girdle, it tells you something about the realm of the spirit. It is this same principle that we can lay hands on handkerchief and it will carry the same grace that is here and minister to people that are far away. Say amen.
Amen.
So it's a prophet that was able to see that. And there are people, there can be pastors, there can be evangelists that have prophetic unctions. There is breath when they speak. There is inspiration. There is revelation, measure revelation, but it's different from somebody that is in the office of the prophet. Like we are. Those in the office of a prophet, they have at least two revelational gifts. A consistent manifestation with the gift of prophecy. I see when I don't feel like seeing. I see when I don't want to see. I say far less than what I am saying. It's the office of the prophet. Those are prophetic instruments. But they are different from what I'm teaching today. So there are prophets. So when we say two revelational gifts, what are the revelational gifts? You have done Savannah Bible School. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirit. So at least two of that. I have the three of them in consistent manifestation. And prophecy. Now, many times when we talk about prophecy, we talk about prophecy as per edification, exhortation, and comfort. But many times, prophecy also refers to simply speaking words of power. Listen well, your life is about to change. Because there are prophets that are informative and there are prophets that are causative. Every prophet that is causative has some element of informative information in his life. But there are prophets that are informative, but they are not causative. There are prophets that they can tell you what is happening around. This is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm seeing. But they cannot make things happen. It does not mean that they are not prophets, so. But they are a grade of prophets. If you hear about Nathan, you hear about God. They were prophets, and it's good for people, especially those in positions of authority, to have a prophetic company around them. It's good for those that have any ministry gift to have a prophetic company around them. That's why King David had Nathan, he had God. Prophet, seer. Prophetic company around him. That is why Philip was there and Simon the sorcerer, Simon Magnus, was there with him, pretending. Because Philip was an evangelist. He didn't see into the heart of that man. That was the one that finally went and started causing trouble for the early church. Many of the things that John the Apostle writes in 1 John is against the teachings of Simon Magnus. But as soon as the apostles came, Peter and John, as soon as they saw him, they disowned him. Peter said, I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and iniquity. Repent of this thing you are doing. But Philip, he was following Philip around. Say, wow. Philip was saying, this is one of our converts. He's doing well. He has gone through foundation class and he's doing well. Meanwhile, only when the apostles came that they could see through him. That's why it's good to have a prophetic company. You have to have people that can pray and can see. You are in high places. Because the higher you go, the more forces are against you. You have to have a company that you can say, this is what God is telling me. Is God saying the same thing to you? In this kingdom, there is no macho man. In the Air Force, you fly together with people. At a time, they say you have gone solo. In this kingdom, there is no solo. Informative. Causative. So all those prophets you are seeing, Nathan never caused anything. He only informed. David the king, seen. Nathan came. And he even had to tactfully craft his message. Or else David will provoke. And something else might happen to you. He didn't say, sir, what have you done? What's the meaning of this? I had a vision. So you are the one that killed Uriah. What's the meaning of this? And your king say, how dare you challenge me like that? Go and finish him. Then when he kills you, then he will repent and God will forgive him. If John the Baptist had really studied that, he wouldn't have gone like this, pointing, 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 and they cut off his head. Praise God forevermore. As we are teaching, we should be giving you wise counsel. Counsel of wisdom for your life. God shows you something. Don't go to the boss and say, sir, you are eating money in this company. You are eating money and it's not going round. Don't do that. People will tell you that, Kai, you are courageous. You are bold. I like you. I like you. But when they fire you, they will block your number. When things are going wrong, you should resign from there. Resign from there. God sent you to that company. Is it God that told you to resign? Resign. Resign. I don't know why this man there cannot resign. Cannot resign. Why should they resign? The anger of man, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God, though. Your anger cannot boil yam, oh. Not to talk of frying egg that they will use to eat the yam. Daniel was in Jazland and he didn't resign. Joseph was in Jazland with Egypt, with multiple gods. He didn't resign. He didn't say, no, this thing they are doing is wrong. I resign. I resign. No. You have to learn the ways of royalty. You have to learn the patience that is required for you to ascend your throne. Free of charge. Informative prophets, they will say, this is what's happening. This is what you have done, sir. But there was no power for change. But then you see Elijah, Moses, those were causative prophets. That's why Moses could say that, I. This thing you have said against me, Lord, if they die normal death, then I'm not a prophet. If they die normal death, if they just fall down like this and they carry their dead, is not, I am not a prophet. That's causative. Jesus said to Peter, launch out into the deep for the catch of your life. And there are some of you from this meeting, you are getting the catch of your life. Oh. Yes, you know, when we say this, some people say, those that they are prophesying over know themselves. We are not even inside the boat. Not to talk of having nets for the catch of our lives. As I'm prophesying, you are entering inside the boat. As I prophesy, nets are entering into your hand. I said, from this meeting, you are launching out into the deep for the catch of your life. There was no way to say it was that God, it was revelation. The revelation that the fish was there before. That no. Peter said, we have toiled all night. We have gone round all these places. There is nothing. But it was causative. When Jesus spoke, all the fish swam towards that side, waiting to be caught. That's what it means to be a causative prophet. It means that there is power in prophetic words. It's called the utterance of the mighty. And that's why tonight, when we cause cancer, cancer will obey. When we say HIV, die, HIV will die. When we say strangers fade away, they will obey. Yeah. Because by the mercies of God, the man standing in front of you is a causative prophet. Yeah. Things are shifting for you. I say things are shifting. Tectonic plates are shifting. In your office, things are shifting. God is shaking things and rearranging things for your good. We have seen big miracles, great, incredible miracles. And I used to like all the great miracles, all the big cripples walking. We have seen that, blind eyes opening, deaf ears opening. We have seen that, dead raised to life. We have seen those. But There are many people that have what you will call simple testimony, but it's big to them. If they tell you what they've gone through, that's why many times when people come and give testimony, I want to thank God, I've been having pain in my belly. I am free now. Praise God. That's stomach pain now. Whether you go chop it, you're not supposed to chop. Pray. Nowadays, you have to be careful. You have to. Until you find out the story behind that miracle. I read Catherine Kuhlman's book. I believe in miracles. God can do it again. And I still read it recently, this year. And I'll be cleaning tears. If you see the story behind every miracle. What you think is simple, if you know how that simple thing has disorganized their family, disorganized their lives, then you will understand the joy they experience when God touches them. We have a partner. She's an award-winning journalist with one of these international, I won't mention, all of you know. She's an award-winning journalist with one of these international news agencies. And she came for immersion, trusting God for healing. For months, she had not been able to sleep. For months. As she got the word from there and started transacting with the word and speaking the word, it was during one of those PWEs when I came up after prayers and I was giving and I said, I am seeing somebody, you have not been able to sleep. God is giving you sleep now. Some days later, she sent me a testimony and sent a voice note and she was crying. She said, well, you said that for months I've not been able to sleep, but then after that word, I slept all through the night and she was crying. You say, sleeping? Wasn't sleeping. It's a problem where for months you want to sleep, but your eyes will not blink. And it is only God that knows those kinds of problems you have. Amen. Sicknesses of shame, good clothes, good haircut, good hairstyle, nice perfume can hide many sorrows. Things that you have not even told your husband, your wife, you have not told your best friends. But every night as you are sleeping, oh God, if you will do this for me, tonight, I have come with the answer to your prayers. Great in mercy and in love. Informative prophet, causative prophet. All the fish came to the side of the boat because Jesus spoke. That's causative. And tonight, words are causing things to happen in your life. Yeah. I say tonight, words are causing things to happen in your life. Yeah. One of our partners, she was working in an international agency. I won't mention the name. And getting good coins. And she applied for a higher post. And then they went for interview. And from the interview, it was either she will make it and get that post, or else, that's all, they will terminate her appointment. So she got an email. And they said, we are sorry you didn't make it. We wish you the best in your future endeavors. And she sent the message to me, sir, this is the job I'm doing, sir. With this, I've not made it. I looked at it. I looked at the text message. I hissed. And did my head like this, as in torn. Before I woke up the next morning, I saw a message. Sir, I got an email this morning. Thank you, sir. I got an email this morning. They were apologizing that no. In fact, you came first in that interview and you have been given that appointment. International agency. There are prophetic instruments that we might not be speaking, oh, but even our hiss makes meaning in the realm of the spirit. Today, this night, things are shifting for you. The things that said they are impossible, tonight they will become possible. Prophetic instruments of the miraculous. Number one is decrees. Decrees, decrees, decrees. And this has to do with the priesthood of the prophet. Job chapter 22, verses 28 and 29. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Next verse. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and it shall save the humble person. Decrees have to do with laws. They have to do with, they are legal instruments. And now the Bible is saying that you will decree a thing and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your path. Some weeks ago, I talked about different portals. Okay, I talked about windows of heaven. Some of you on Telegram, you have heard that message. Windows of heaven, that's floodgates. I talked about fountains of the deep, gates of cities, and open doors to the new. And when I said fountains of the deep, I talked about covenants and things that have existed in a place for long. Those in themselves are decrees. There are people that in their lives, there are things that are warring against them because words have been spoken against them. It might be words from authority figures. It might be words that they themselves are not even aware of. But those words are warring against them. The Bible says of Jabez, Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren. But there was a limitation in his life. It was his name. Because his mother bare him in sorrow. It's the same thing with Benjamin. His mother, as she was dying, Rachel was dying, said, Kai, Joseph's son was not like this. Why am I in so much pain like this? What kind of sorrow is this? And as life was ebbing out of her, she looked at the child and said, your name shall be Benoni, son of sorrow. Jacob looked and said, what I suffered with this name I'm bearing, it will not happen to this boy. Your name shall not be Benoni, it shall be Benjamin, son of my strength. Amen. That was a counter decree. Counter decree. But there are people that are laboring under decrees that they don't know. And one of the instruments of the prophet is that he uses decrees to swallow up other decrees against you. Amen. So men like Jabez can change decrees. Authority figures like Jacob to Benjamin, they can change decrees, oh. But there are decrees that only a prophet with the rod of power and scepter of authority can change. That means that Jacob can look at Reuben and decree against him. You know that when they gathered around, everything that was said by Jacob, that was how their future played out. Two scriptures. When he looked at Reuben, you are my firstborn. You are my strength. As unstable as water, you will not prosper. So you will see the same way that Jacob entered into Isaac's presence. And he heard what? And he came out, you know, dancing and running. And Esau entered and he said, Father, arise and bless me. I said, who are you? He said, Esau. And he started shaking and crying. And Esau, the Bible says, lifted up his voice and wept. It's the same way they gathered around. I said, gather. Let me tell you what will happen to you in the times to come. And then he starts, Reuben, X, Faith, and you. As they are hearing that one, as they come out, they will start crying. Because that word that has been spoken is not only for them, it's for their descendants coming after them. And it looks at Judah. You are crouching like a lion. You will leap on the prey. You will not rest until you have victory. And that is what's happening. Judah is producing kings. Reuben is limping on one leg. We are not just talking about him. We are talking about the tribe as a whole. Because of the decree of one man. Until Moses comes and counters that decree. Is it true that someone said that the anointed, that his words are more powerful than the words of your parents? There are decrees against you than even your parents joined up with the decree. That is what I'm telling you. That the decree is against your parents, you, and everybody. How can they now save themselves from the decree unless the anointed comes to your aid? That's why the Bible says that the prophets were them with them, helping them. Joshua decreed over Jericho. He said, the person that will rebuild this Jericho after God has brought down this place, he will lay the foundation on his firstborn. He will build the gates on his lastborn. It's in Kings, the Bible says that there was a man here that rose up to build it. As he was laying the foundation, his firstborn died. Is it the fault of the firstborn? Is it not the foolishness of the father? And then as he was rebuilding the gate, his lastborn died. Why? Because there were decrees against him. Sir, I am born again. Aha! Congratulations. That is the thing we are waiting for. And it's the truth. You are born again. That means legally, you are out of that place. But you must use your authority. There are Christians that say that, no, that one cannot affect me. Or if it cannot affect you, the name of Jesus won't be given to you. I had a dream. I saw three people in my family inside the coffin. I just hissed. Then the next day, next week, I had a dream again. I saw two people in my family in a coffin. I just hissed. No, you will stand up and say, in the, you will counter the decree. If there was no need, God won't show you anything. That's presumption. One lady, one of our dear partners, wonderful lady, God has broken loose over her. God has given her victory. She sent me a message. I said, sir, I listened to that your message on spiritual intelligence on Telegram channel. And I found out that in my house, everybody in that house, there is a problem. There are places that everybody must be sick in the family. John Gilek was from that kind of family. Every time there's somebody in the hospital. There are places that everybody must have one limitation or the other. He said, in my family, as I saying it, me, this is the problem I have. I've left my husband's house. He said, the next child has been suicidal. The third one is brilliant, has refused to go to school. Everybody has one comma. Your life should not be full of commas now. She said, prophet, rise up for me. Oh, but the prophetic is rising up for you tonight, too. Say, prophet, rise up for me. Rise up for me. I said, I didn't even answer. I was praying. Later, she sent a reminder. Sir, I said, amen. I said, I am still diagnosing your case. So I never, I'm still diagnosing. I'm not seeing. And then one day in prayer, I saw it. I called her. I said, tell me about your family. As she was telling me, she said, my father is a pastor. I said, that church, when did they start? She said, like 2011, 2012. I said, where was your father and where were you people before your father started the church? Then she said, aha. She said, we were going to a church that was more like a cult. And after years of manipulation in that church, that is when my father went to start his own church. I said, that's where your problem started from. And then she told me, she said, one day I was in school. They gave me a bottle of anointing oil, told me to put a ring inside and fast and pray over it for 7 days. Then on the seventh day, I should break the bottle. So I did that. After I did that, in a dream, I saw myself wearing black. Like a wedding. But I was wearing black in a wedding. I said, that was the time your wedding died. Because they wear black for funeral. But you are going for wedding and you are wearing black. I said, that was the time your funeral of your wedding. I said, and what did you do Very well. I just said, I'm born again. There are people that are full of presumption. I can do anything. I'm born again. I will go to the wrong places. The Bible says that you cannot partake of the Lord's table and partake of the table of devils. Is this a Koboko message? I'm setting you free. Oh. Somebody sent a message to me and said, sir, they have nominated me as delegates. You know, there's Bill Gates, there's delegates. Delegates. I have been nominated as delegates for presidential primaries. I said, Shakabaya. There's a mighty supply for you. He now said, he's the pastor, he now said, they told me that, but before we go, we will go and swear in this shrine to make sure that you won't go there and go and change them out. But they are going to give me, they are going to give me dollars and give me a brand new car and give me, I say, run for your life. Somebody heard me saying this. I said, you the fear? Me, I will go. No, be too sure. I will just go, swear. Nothing will happen to me. That's presumption. That's presumption. I say, no, I have eternal life. What is the eternal life that brought you to this place? There are things we have to come and do in the village. Oh, mama, I'm born again now. Anything. But I will just send you money. You are born again now. But I will just send you money. Then you send 100K. Here we have a project. 5K. Yesterday when I said that when you are giving, give to the anointed something substantial. It's because in your heart must tell you that what I am looking for intangibly with the anointed is more precious than what is in my hand. If it is not done like that, your heart will not shift. You will still be trusting in something other than the power of God. That's why that prophet could say, go and get for me first. He didn't say, eat, anything that remains, small, we can eat. No, he said, go and get for me first. Let your heart shift. Let your heart be removed from the mundane and look up to heaven alone as your only source of help. Then you see the mighty hand of God at work in your life. Decrease. And when those things come, we decree, we legislate, we decree. Eli was high priest. He was not a prophet. He was high priest. But this decreeing part has to do with the priesthood of the anointed. But when Anna was praying, and he said, this woman, won't you stop drinking? And the woman said, he's not drinking. I'm looking for a child. That's why I'm praying. All he said, what he said was established as decree. God give you what you seek. It's a decree. It's a decree. There are people I've looked at and I saw death on their face. I don't know where the death came from. There are people, they also, it is wrong to be walking like an elephant, eating like a rat. It is very wrong. There is nothing that okays it in creation. There are many people because this is what you were born into. This is what your father, everybody around you, you feel that this is how the life is. There are people that before they get to the door, like automatic door, the door is opening. That's how life is supposed to be. I finish school now, 10 years. I get one job at 30K. I get another job at 45K. I get small. That's not how life is supposed to be. Especially when you have people that can decree over your life. But then ceilings have been instituted against you. And then they are telling you, study more, read more, okay? Do more. And then you like dopamine, you read self-help books. How to win friends and influence people. How to make money in 30 days. Retire at 25. Meanwhile, you are already 45. You are,
you are reading, you are reading different things. It does not do anything. No. You are going around the same circle, round and round and round. Decrees must be made to lift these limitations. Jabez felt it. If you read through scriptures, especially Ezra, Esther, Daniel, you will see the word decrees used continuously so many times because it has to do with governmental legislation. Sir, they have decided the people they want to choose. It does not mean no legislations can be upturned. One young officer was supposed to go on a course. His first course that he has stood in faith for, sowed seed. He came to my house and said, as he was going here and there, he said, "Daddy, that visa, they said it cannot work. That there's a problem with my visa. I can't get an American visa. There's a problem with my visa." I said, "No." He was trying to say, "Sir, they have even said," I said, "No. You are going." He said, "Because they sent," I said, "No." When prophet tell you, don't try to convince him. Why no is not the answer? No. Receive the no and counter decrees, counter legislations, counter policies. Around 2 days later, he sent me a message. I said, "Dad, they have given me the visa." And that was when he now sent the screenshot that from the embassy, they had already said, "Your visa has been denied because of this. If you are angry," I don't know the words. "If you are angry," or rather, "if you are not satisfied, you should go through, go and, appeal or anything." And then suddenly, the same message, "We are sorry, things have been sorted out and your visa has been released." It's decrees. One of our partners gave a testimony. God opened doors for him. He went to the U.S. for a course. "You are not going anywhere." He said, "Sir, a course has opened up in U.S. by prophetic decree." He was happy. He went 6 months. People were grumbling. Look, the good things that are happening in your life, people are grumbling. If you get a friend, people that are genuinely happy for you, hold them tight. People that when you share your testimony with them, say, "Hey," they don't go and say, "Is it him alone that God will be blessing?" If you get those kind of people, that when you tell them your testimony, they start jumping more than you, like Rev does. Oh. Hold them tight. He went to U.S. constantly updating status. But there are enemies on your timeline. Whether one day I will preach a message, enemies on the timeline. There are enemies on the timeline. Brother, is it you alone? Say, "Here we are in Jersey, just relaxing. Thunder key you and that your Jersey there. Yeah. Thunder key." There are people like that. But the Lord is protecting you from the scourge of the tongue. Hey. There are people that are even influential, they are happy. But the Bible, they are angry that God is moving you forward. But the Bible says, "He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those that hated me because they were too strong for me." He came back bouncing in the Lord. Then the next year, they put his name again to go to US for 1 year course. And he's a very excitable person. He's happy at what God is doing. The next day he sent me a message. "Professor, as you have said, God has done it. It is US again. I say again, 1 year higher. Glory to God." He will update his status. "US will come again in the name of the Lord." "Gates of the States, Ephrata, we are coming again." Then COVID struck. So that was the year I was supposed to go to USO. Then COVID struck. Then American embassy sent a letter, a correspondence round, to say anybody going on course, cancel. They sent it to the service headquarters. They sent to him. Somebody saw it, snapped it, and sent specially to him to say, "You wait, oh yeah, see." Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore I've set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Ha! If it had not been the Lord that was on our side. He sent a message to me. I said, this is what is happening. He said, what I said to him was that God, by his favor, is causing your mountain to stand strong. He sent to American embassy. Sir, Alpha, I said, did you get the correspondence? No call, so. Everywhere closed now. COVID, everywhere closed. He did fasting and praying. That was when they now said, in fact, everywhere is closed. The decree of the anointed. The decree of the prophets. It's more than your fasting and praying, no? You know what happens when, from the wells of power, somebody utters. From the well of sorrow, Rachel said, this is the son of sorrow. From the well of, Benjamin's life would have been like Indomie. If not that his father was there to quickly say, no, this is Benjamin. See the best. Honorable. People are clapping for him. That's the nice guy. That's most likely to succeed in Slum Book. People are going, most likely to suck. What of this guy? Very neat, very brilliant. Our senior prefect. Where is he now? I don't know. Like last year, he sent me a message asking me for a church card. I don't know where he is now. Limitations. The Lord, by his favor, is causing your mountain to stand strong. By his favor. It's causing your mountain to stand strong. Those that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed but abides forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forevermore. For the rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous. They might try to turn things against you. They might try to bring shame, cover you, clothe you with shame. For it's near that justifies you. The Lord of the breaks is rising for you. Causative decrees. His course has started. He called them. They said no show. Next week of his course. Next week of his course has started in USO. Then one day they called him from American embassy. They said, where are you? By then, American embassy was closed though, because of COVID. He said, where are you? He said, sir, can you be here in 30 minutes? He said, what am I doing? Even if he's to run, I'll be there. He said, come. They opened embassy because of him. They took everything they needed to take. They said, can you come back in the evening? He came back in the evening. They gave him visa. They said, flights are not going from here. He said, I will enter Cotonou. He entered Benin Republic and flew from there to the US. And then when he got there, he updated his status. Heya! Glory to God! You're updating your status, so the wicked will see it, gnash their teeth. They won't be able to do anything. Settings are turning in my favor. They are turning in my favor. Tectonic plates are shifting for me. Everything limiting against your destiny is broken tonight. I am decreeing God told me, I have given you the rod of power and the scepter of authority to break the strong and unleash the impossible. So strong words that have been spoken against you are broken this evening. In the name of Jesus. There's a difference between teaching language and prophetic language. Do you understand? There's a difference between the legal side and the vital side. That's why in the beginning I said, you must rise up and use the name of Jesus. And if it is, seems to overwhelm you, then reach out to the anointed. Legal side, Jesus saw a woman that was bowed over. She said, he said, ought not this woman. That's legal side. He said, ought not, the normal thing, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, because a daughter of Abraham is not supposed to be bound. But until the anointed came, she remained bound and bent over. Paul brought out the truths of redemption, of the victory of Christ over the cross, on the cross. But then in Romans chapter 16, he said, the God of peace will soon. But every other place is talking about this victory in past tense. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made an open show of them. But now, he says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan. That's prophetic language. Because teaching language most times don't have a timeline. Prophetic language has timeline. That's why the prophets will keep telling you in the fifth year of the fourth or the fourth day of the fifth month. Prophetic ministry has to do with timelines. And it is because of what Jesus has done that he says that the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. It is because you are a daughter, a son of Abraham. That is why we can decree with authority and know that it is done. I am suicidal. I'm depressed. Everywhere I walk well. The glory goes to another person. It's as if people don't see me. I am obscure. Many times those things, there is a covering force that has to be lifted with decree. The young man, I looked at him one day, vibrant young man, and that's what you see inside scriptures. Elijah was anointed, but at a point he sat down and said, God, let me die here. I'm not better than my fathers. That means that he had a history of early death in his family. Timaeus, his name is not given, only his surname, to show that he's the son of Timaeus. But he kept insisting on the covenant. Son of David, have mercy on me. That's why we say you must insist on this thing. Oh, I'm born again, it's over. Papa Hagen's mom, if you have read the story, the mom had mental, you've heard the story. And when he was young, there were times that the grandmother would tell him, stay with your mom so that she does not kill herself. And go out and come back. Papa Egan said that when he grew up, you won't see it in any book, when he grew up, that at a time that he would just be walking, like a dark presence will come upon him. That he would just be walking. That after some time, he will be disoriented. He won't even know where he is. And it happened again and again, like four times. And each time it will happen, he will rebuke and say, no, in the day. It happened like four times before he lifted and never came back again. The devil did not say, oh, now that you are born again, we are going, The devil will always want to contend. He will always come back at a more opportune time. He will always want to show you that you are not better than your fathers. I think you were confessing before. See the cycle of what happened to your father is happening to you. You have to rise up. I said you have to stand up. I saw this young man. I will look at his face. I will see death. I know death when I sit on people's faces. It's the spirit of death. I will see death. I didn't tell him more. Because there is wisdom with revelational gifts. I will go and pray. And then I will see it. it's lighter. It's not as dark as before. I'll go and pray. I will carry seed and sow for him. Until one day, armed robbers came to his house. Armed. Around that time that the urgency came, they came to his house armed. They took things. They were there with him and everything. God delivered him. I saw that that was the death that sin that cleared, because we were praying and we were decreeing over his life. We are coming to this meeting. We are telling our children, you'll be greater than us, you know. You will bless humanity. We are decreeing over their lives. There are people that authority figures have left them helpless. You will say this one is gifted, but the thing that is holding him, holding her back, is that there are limiting forces over their lives. But tonight, as that prophecy said, limitations are lifted. Barriers are broken. Restrictions are removed. In the name of Jesus. Number two, declarations. Declarations. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 12. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Declarations is releasing words of power to open up the future of people. It's releasing words of power to make their path straight. It is releasing words of power so that God goes ahead of them and makes the crooked places straight. He breaks in pieces the gates of brass. He cuts asunder the bars of iron. He gives them treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. That's one of the instruments of the prophets. That they declare over you, and things that normally would not have happened in 10 years will happen in 1 month. There are some times I see people struggling. And I'm wondering, why are you struggling like this? And there are prophets around you, anointed around you. One declaration like this, one word of power spoken, doors will open. Doors of nation will open. No, you know this declaration, there are words of faith. There are words of wisdom. There are words of power. There are words of faith that we might be teaching you the gospel, but as you are hearing with power. It's shifting something in your heart. Those are words of faith. It is not the information only that changes you. When we are preaching the gospel, there is power in the gospel. Information alone does not change people. Unless the gospel is preached with power. There are people that are medical doctors. I know them. They are chain smokers. With the information they have, they should know what that smoking does to their lungs. But they are helpless. They are smoking. That means information alone does not change people. Especially when we are talking about things that match with your DNA. It takes power. That's where the words of faith come. As we are preaching the gospel, something is shifting in the hearts of people. And that's why I say yesterday, that we are the ones that produce marriage material 1,000 yards. All those people that are going, you see them, marriage, they say prayer meeting, only this section is filled up. They say marriage seminar, canopy outside. We convert this place. Cars should park along that road there because we are converting this place, more people. And they come. When they said there are some people, you'll be boxing your wife. They're like, ah! Those people laughing, mark them. They are boxers. They are Mike Tyson. No, it's not a law. You know, there are some people laughing. Nothing is wrong with them. But you might just see a fine guy and say, wow, can you just imagine boxing your wife? This is my number. Ow. What of going out for it? You know, just for coffee. Nigeria, no coffee. I'm just going out for kunu or something. say, yes, yes, ah, that'd be good, that'd be good, that'd be good. Now go sit down, coffee. 3:30. You are coming 3:35. As you enter, keep. Information does not change people. It's power that changes them. It's power that changes them. So words of faith with power will change people. Then there are words of wisdom. That we are seeing things. Seeing things. As we are saying those things. I can give examples from scripture. But I'm trying to save time. As we are saying the things that we are seeing. Things are changing in the lives of people. And that's why many times. As words are coming from here. I am seeing. No? As words are coming from here. And then things are happening to people where they are seated. One of our partners, I told him, I'm seeing you somewhere. They made him, from there, they made him country director of a major pharmaceutical in Nigeria. They made him company director. I said, wow, praise God. He said, now I'm earning over 40 million per annum. I said, praise God. I looked at him. I said, that throne I saw is still empty. I'm still seeing it. They made the country manager first. Then the person that was director resigned. They asked him, are you interested? Say, we kind of foolish question. Of course I am. I'm working here. You're asking me whether I'm interested. I want to be working under people forever. From there, another company has carried him. He's covering the whole of Africa for that American-based company. And it came carelessly on LinkedIn. There are many things from here that are coming carelessly to you. I didn't even want to apply. There are some of you, you are following people to a place. They are disqualifying the person that you escorted. And the escortee has become the major person. The escorted has been disqualified. The escortee, the escort, has become the major person. Why? It was because I saw something. Those are declarations. And then there are times that it's just pure word of power. Like Jesus saying to Peter, come on the water. When we say you are healed, is word of power. Don't argue with us. Argue with the doctor's report. Respect doctors. Respect them. Because they're a blessing. They're a blessing, man. They're a blessing. But don't let what a doctor has said to you become a decree over your life. That they've told you, now you cannot eat. You are crying for money tonight. No. No. And those of you that they have told you, big C, there's no big C anywhere. Big C, it's cancer. There is no big C anywhere. We know what we are telling you. God's power will fry cancer. And in this place, this night, miracle fire is here. Your amen is reducing up. That tumor on your liver, miracle fire will fry it. That thing in your blood, miracle fire will fry it. That thing in your throat, miracle fire will clear it. In the name of Jesus. For by fire and by the sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Declarations. Declarations. We declare to you the money is coming. Believe it. We declare to you things have changed. Believe it. We declare to you that child will not die. Believe it. We declare to you your genotype has changed, though. I believed it. I went for a test. It still came back. It says, stand on the word. Stand on the word. depend on the world. There's one big man in Lagos. You say, I won't cry. You know, I was a very humble person. I am. Abi, baby. I'm a very humble person. And so when I was growing up, I used to avoid people, big men. But now that God has foisted them on us, we have to embrace them. But when I started reading the Bible, I saw that Jesus was embracing big men too. Amen. It's wisdom for you. There are some people, they want to show integrity. When they say big men, yes, what are you looking for here? To show that they have integrity. And they don't beg anybody for money. Oh boy, relax. Relax. No, there is a way to talk to greatness. It's different. Relax. When you see poor people, and integrity is there, but it's ego. There are many things that look like integrity, but it's your pride that is speaking. I have a problem. I can't ask anybody for help. That's pride. Jesus was bearing the cross, the reason for his coming. He fell. They told one black man, carry. He didn't say, hey. He said, no, hey, go. I carry my team myself. He didn't say so. The black man carried, and his children became apostles. The black man carried that cross. Jesus was there. As a fucking amu, he allowed people to bear burden for you. When you need help, be bold enough not to go around begging, though. Because there are some people that won't walk. They just say, what can I call to you? No. There are times you need help. Be bold enough. Not your pride. So that you can come and say, in my life, I have never been anybody for anything in my life. I am a self-made man. Go and ask my friend. They know me. I suffer in silence. I suffer. So one of our partners that was close to him, called and said he had an affliction. This is what we are talking about. This is the affliction that killed his father. His uncle too. They had the same affliction. He's a big man in Lagos. He's charged with one of the multi-billion naira, agencies in Lagos. So he called me, and the next day he was traveling to Harvard for executive course. So they called me. He said, sir, this is my story. If you can, I said, I can help you. The prophets were there with them doing what? Helping them. We are helpers of your joy, yo. There are some of you, you get testimony, you don't even tell us. And we don't say, anybody that get testimony, you don't tell us, testimony vanish. Anybody that get testimony, you carry your money, go give to another church, testimony terminate. There. We don't say so. We don't say so. We are helpers of your joy. Our joy is that testimony. See the excitement of Rev when he's talking about people's testimonies. Our joy is that you are rising in life. Our joy is that things are shifting for you. I prayed for him and his wife. The next day, as he was going to board, he sent a message. He said, sir, all the same, in fact, he said, things are worse now. Pain, I don't even know how I'm going to make this trip. I'm in so much pain. Every inconvenience, I sent back to him. I said, when we declare, the devil is rattled. I said, it is the rattling of the devil you are feeling, because he knows his time is up. Sir, did you see anything? No, it is word of power. We know when we declare, our energy leaves us. Jesus knew when somebody touched him, and virtue went out of him. Some weeks later, he sent a message. He said, sir, I'm here. I am in perfect health. All the symptoms have vanished. It is a miracle, sir. This thing has been plaguing me for years. It is a miracle, sir. The last meeting we did I won't mention the name of the place. He was there with his whole family. He flew. He traveled to come and attend the meeting. Miracles still happen, though. Miracles still happen, no? And we are the accredited agents of this power. I've talked about decrees. I've talked about declarations. Let me finish with this. Divine determinations. Write it down, divine determinations. Decrees, declarations, and divine determinations. There are things that are divine determinations. That it is the orderly arrangement of things. Listen very well. And there is little man can do to change it. Things that have been determined, man can try to mitigate, ameliorate, but it's as if there is nothing any man can do. The only thing that can change it is providence. It's the mercy of God. That is why when you are backed out in faith, when you are commanded, you are bound, you have casted, and everything, no change. Oh boy, switch oh, and start turning the hands of providence in your direction. It is called searching for the mercy of God. There are people that when they face God, they start commanding. Oh God, you told me you can't put God under pressure. That authority is for speaking to darkness, speaking to sickness. When we turn to God, it's His mercy we look for. Abraham, God said that, can I hide what I want to do from Abraham? He came and said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to Sodom and Gomorrah to see whether their cry, the outcry, is really what I feel up there. And Abraham remembered that, my cousin brother is there, Lot. And then Abraham starts interceding. That's seeking for the mercy of God. Look at the language he used, but look at the persistence. Is language of entreaty, but with persistence. There are times where things look dark. We have been there. I know what I'm telling you. Where you have casted, you have bound, you have commanded, you have done everything. The more you do, the darker everywhere is looking. Divine determinations. Lord, turn this thing in my favor. Let your mercy speak for me. Move something for my sake. Lord, look at me, hear my voice. Divine determinations. When Jesus prayed, Hebrews chapter 5 and 7, the Bible says, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered prayer with tears and strong crying unto him that was able to save him from death, and he was heard because he feared. He was not here because he commanded, though. He was heard because he feared. One version says because of his piety. Oh Father, all things are possible with you. All things are possible. Let this cup pass over me. The hearing was I was raised from the dead. The hearing was that an angel came and strengthened him. This is the reason why he could go to the cross. Many people die at the whipping post. And if he didn't get to the cross, the curse will not be erased. Genesis chapter 25 verse 21. Isaac's wife, Rebecca, was barren, but they were blessed. He was blessed. He was the carrier, sole carrier of the blessing on the earth. Yet, the wife was barren. The Bible says, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, Rebekah. And the Lord was entreated for him. That's mercy. Stand there, Lord, have mercy. It might take one day. It might take 1 week. It might take 1 year. But stay there. Lord, have mercy. Let us therefore come boldly. It's not we arrogant. He's saying, coming with shame, unshamefacedness. That you are coming continually, knowing that something will shift. Asking for the mercy of God. Trusting in the mercy of God. You have trusted in your commanding. You have trusted in your anointing. You have trusted in your ability. When I command devil, there are things that is the mercy of God that will shift. And how happy God is it is God is to do these things for us. Papa Hagin said that as he was growing up, he knew, he had a feeling that his wife would die early. And then he kept praying until a sickness came. And they kept praying. First year, they kept praying. He had a feeling until he had a visitation of the Lord. And he said, Lord, my wife, I've had this feeling. And the Lord said, it is true. By destiny, your wife should have died early. But because you have asked, that's divine determination. You are changing things that have been written. It's the mercy of God that changes it all. And then the Lord turned to him and said, I have added years to your wife's life. Papa Egin went home to be with the Lord at 86. Oretta was still here till 88 or 89. He said, how I wish my children will ask me. I am willing to do it for them. God can recalculate. You know, the earth hangs in a balance. It hangs in a balance. Okay? There's a balance of the earth that if something is removed from here, okay, to balance this thing that is removed, God has to add to the... you know what I'm talking about now. You have gone for wheel alignment and balancing. Have you? Okay. you know that when they add something here, it will tilt this way. They will add something here. That is how life is. So God has to balance many things. Someone is praying for rain. God has to balance. There are people that don't want rain. God has to settle those people too. There are laws on earth. There are decrees that makes it that at this point, rain should not fall here. If I'm giving rain here, then it has to. There are many things that has to be balanced. It's only providence that can do that for us. This kind of prayer is continued heartfelt prayer for God's mercy. One of our partners was sick during COVID. They called me. The wife called me. He's in the hospital. Can I talk to him? He's on oxygen. They have said that his heart or his liver has enlarged. They are giving us a grim report. Normally, declaration we do. Declaration healed many people of COVID. No. But you will know the instrument to use. There are barbers that the only instrument they have, like why worry? That used to use scissors. You know why worry? Okay, they are not. That we have suffered with barbers when there was no electric clipper. But nowadays, you go and meet the barber, they bring out one kind of electric clipper for this side, they drop it, they use another one, they drop it for the front. The man knows the instrument to use for which problem. The prophet knows when declaration will work, when decree will work, when this one we have to entreat God. It has to be the mercy of God concerning Epaphroditus. Philippians chapter 2. Paul said he was sick unto death. He didn't say, and then I commanded him. I said, be healed. No. He said, but God has had mercy on me. Because it was this instrument of power, instrument of the miraculous he used. He said, God had mercy on me, or else I would have had sorrow upon sorrow. I was praying for this. The more I prayed, the darker it became. I will pray in the morning like this. I will see darkness. I will call her. How is your husband doing now? He said, Daddy, we are still here. I will go by rat. You know, when you are praying, you expect things to be lightening up. The more I pray, the darker I became. First day, second day. I said, Lord, this guy does not have so many days. Have mercy. Do something. That's entreating the Lord. Changing divine determinations. Then one day I was praying the night. as I was praying, in God's mercy, I saw a ray of light, tiny ray, tiny like this ray of light through that darkness. Hey, I said, praise God, praise God. After these days, there's hope, little hope like this. Ah, I hung on to that hope. Oh, that means heaven has answered. I called the wife in the morning. I said, how's your husband doing? He said, daddy, we are still here. I said, I have seen a ray of light. It was on speaker. He heard me. Later, he told me that as soon as I said that, I have seen a ray of light. He said that was the tipping point when something switched and it started getting better. He's alive, well, jumping and bouncing in the Lord now. But that was divine determination. This one is not relaxation. It's entreating. There's passion. There's passion. Don't let this person die. Lord, change this person's story. Lord, everything that's been determined against this person, let it turn. Have mercy. Have mercy. There are some of you are saying, what will I tell people? What will I tell my siblings? What will I tell my parents? How will I say that this thing happened there? What will I tell the parents? What will people say? Ah, God, rise up for me. Rise up. Rise up for me. You have to pray that prayer this evening, you know? With the whole of your heart. There are some of you, you will pray it here. You will go home and go and continue praying it. Lord, this problem has lingered up till now. Ah, how about Lord? Nothing is too difficult for you. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for us. Let your mercy speak for us. Look at the place where you are since. And you know, I've been confessing, I've been doing everything. Ah, shift to God's mercy. Let God arise for you. You are going to pray one prayer point. One prayer point. And then the power of God will hit this place quickly. Lord, let your mercy arise for me. You know the different areas of your life. Lord, let your mercy. This thing that has stayed. This thing. This promotion I've been looking for. Let your mercy arise from you. Pray with the whole of your heart. Let me tell you something. There are some times that people pray, and they don't feel they have prayed. You know why? Because it's your mouth and your spirit. Your soul has not joined in. Your body has not joined in. If you move your spirit, soul, and body in 5 minutes in prayer, something will shift in your life. Five minutes. You move your spirit, soul, and body in prayer, you will feel something shift. You allow your spirit to get a hold of your body. I know this thing about the miraculous. So, Lord, mercy in my finances, mercy concerning my brother's health, mercy concerning my academics. There is no way for money to come. We see bleakness, but let your mercy arise in the name of Jesus.
You have been listening to the Visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries, a God breath ministry with a mandate to lift believers into new levels of victory via the teaching of the word of faith and the release of the supernatural. To partner with us or to download more messages, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. You can follow us on social media at Manifold Grace Ministries. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Manifold Grace Ministries. God loves you.